In today's gospel, we heard how the disciples gathered in fear with doors closed. They were afraid of those who were coming to persecute them. But in their fear and uncertainty for the future, the disciples find Jesus standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Again and again throughout these 50 days of Easter, we hear this greeting, "Peace be with you." As we celebrate Pentecost this week, so many around the world are gathered in fear with doors of their heart or perhaps even their physical doors shut. So many are being impacted by the conflicts between nations and between peoples. So many are being plagued by mental health issues, family discords, addictions, homelessness, poverty, lack of opportunities, indifference, and the list goes on. Each one of us, in our own ways, are in a closed room for fear of something that is troubling us in our life. We too, like the disciples, are in so much need of those words of Jesus, "Peace be with you." In fact, not just us, but our world needs so desperately those words. Today, as we celebrate Pentecost, each of us is given a mission. Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." The peace we have been given by the risen Jesus is not ours alone. We can't keep it in our little treasure box and hide it under our bed. The peace received is the peace to be given. At the first Pentecost, we heard that tongues of fire descended and came to rest on the heads of the apostles. Today, we pray that, already filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we may go out to proclaim that peace into a world that is in so much need of it. The Paschal candle, the great symbol of everything that is Easter, might no longer be burning in our sanctuary after Mass this weekend. But as we leave the doors of our churches, may each one of us be a living Paschal candle in the world, shining through the darkness, bringing hope and peace to everyone we meet. "As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Amen.